This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones. Take the children
and we are back on the Alex Jones Show, this live Tuesday, February 9th edition. And I'm delighted to be joined by a guest who's been on the show before. He's Tommy Robinson. Obviously the founder of the EDL, he left that organization. Now he's an avid speaker on the problems in the Western world with the rise of Islam, ISIS, hate speech, and Sharia law. He's been liaising with the Pegida movement, and he was involved in the protest this past weekend in Birmingham. Obviously other protests taking place throughout Europe against the Islamization in the West. His most recent book is Enemy of the State, and his website is tommyrobinson.co.uk. Tommy, welcome to the show. We don't have Tommy yet. What I want to talk to Tommy about when we get him on the show is the fact that there's this clip that's just come out, which is on his Twitter page, and he's basically confronted by a liberal who was attacked by Muslim migrants quite recently. He attended this Pegida demonstration in Birmingham this past weekend, and obviously he tried to pull the same old trick. Oh, these beliefs, these violent acts, this rape culture is only believed by a tiny minority of Muslims. Well, if you look at the actual polls, attitudes of Muslims in the Middle East to Sharia law, to killing people who try to leave the faith of Islam, to executing homosexuals, to stoning rape victims to death, the majority of those people in those countries support those beliefs. It's not a tiny minority. These are the general beliefs of Islam as contained in the Quran. And I've featured the video clip several times. There's a conference, it took place, I believe, in 2013 in Norway, at which a prominent Islamic speaker was addressing an audience of about 200, quote, moderate Muslims. Now, the point he made was that these so-called extremist beliefs under the doctrine of Sharia law, killing people who leave the faith of Islam, executing homosexuals, stoning rape victims to death, female genital mutilation, these beliefs have been characterized by the media as only being believed by extremist Muslims. He wasn't happy with that definition. He said that these are common beliefs shared by all, quote, moderate Muslims. Then he canvassed the audience to see if they agreed that these, quote, extremist beliefs are actually the general beliefs of most mainstream Muslims. Almost every single person in that audience of 200 predominantly Muslim men, in fact, almost entirely Muslim men, raised their hand. They agreed that these beliefs are held by moderate Muslims. So no, it's not a tiny minority of extremists. This is a regressive 7th century belief system that's completely illiberal and is in need of reform. So why again and again do we see liberals not only failing to stand up against it, but openly embracing it? We saw in Cologne, feminists handing out roses to Muslim migrants weeks, it's probably about 2 weeks after the mass molestation of women in Cologne by Muslim migrants. So it's not enough. They don't simply just ignore it. They actually embrace it. They're embracing the rape culture. The top feminist group in Cologne came out the day after it was made public, after the media covered it up several days, and said, well, the real perpetrators in all this rape culture are white German men, because there are a handful of assaults at the, you know, annual Oktoberfest beer festival. So that means the problem is with white German men. Compare that to hundreds of assaults in Cologne, Hamburg, Zurich, all these other European cities. We're going to get into it with Tommy Robinson after the break, and we're going to take your calls for him as well. This is Paul Joseph Watson. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's Paul Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones. As I mentioned before the break, we've got our guest, Tommy Robinson, who, of course, is liaising with the Pegida movement. They had a big march in Birmingham this past weekend. His new book is Enemy of the State, and you can get that at tommyrobinson.co.uk. Tommy, welcome back to the show.
Have me back on.
Do we have Tommy? I don't have his audio.
You got me there?
Yeah, I can hear you now. So, yep. What I wanted to discuss first is we've seen this alignment between Islamists and the left wing. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, there was footage out of Calais which showed these extreme left wing protesters not only helping them storm the ferry and try to get to Britain, but they were actually attacking Calais residents in their own, on their own property, throwing bricks, etc., you know, chanting for these violent, rampaging migrants throughout Calais. We've had these Pegida marches this past week, and they showed up again. The media reported it as, you know, clashes between Pegida demonstrators and these left-wing activists. So tell us what actually happened in Birmingham.
In Birmingham, we were quite fortunate with the way the police planned it. I was there the whole day. I didn't see any opposition to ourselves. There was a group of about 60 or 70 young anarchists calling themselves Antifa, flying the flag of communism, which communism really is just like Islam without Allah. But what we did see in Europe, we saw attacks. And when I went out to Copenhagen recently for a demonstration with Pegida, there was probably only about 200 of us, but as we walked through the city, from everywhere, there was such hatred coming at us from these young Antifa activists. And to myself, to the mindset I made, it didn't really bother me. It doesn't really bother me. One of them ran through the crowd and tried to punch me. But when I turned to one of the women, Anne-Marie Waters, who's a deputy leader of Pegida UK, and I asked her what she thought of it all, she said she was terrified. Now, that's why they do it. They do it to crush and stamp down and silence and dismantle any opposition to the Islamisation of Europe. What we saw in Dublin at the weekend, we saw the Pegida didn't even have to have their demonstration because they come under violent attack. Their leader was hospitalised with a pole. So these are the tactics that they use. Because Pegida has got so big in Dresden, it's very hard for them to silence it in that city. But obviously to the new movements propping up in Europe, their pure motive and their pure ambition is to silence them and destroy it before it gets the opportunity to get big enough. But that's the germ. That's in Dublin, the footage there. So they tried that very on with the English Defence League, but then the English Defence League, the problem you get when you have a clash like that was once you come under attack, which the English Defence League did very early on, once you come under violent attack, there's only certain sorts of people that go back out on the streets. Now, you want to reach mainstream England, middle England, you can't have a hostility like that on a demonstration. So we chose specifically in the UK to basically march in the middle of nowhere. Unfortunately, it's not safe and it's not free for us to walk through our city centres because we will get violently attacked, but not just by far-left activists, but obviously every city centre in the UK is now occupied with Muslim youth. So we've come under violent attack. So we chose to demonstrate in the middle of nowhere. And it was a success because the police managed to keep any opposition away from us. We managed to have our own peaceful, silent walk. There was approximately about 600 of us, even though the media report 200. But obviously, this was the first demonstration, and a success for us was having a silent and peaceful rally to show people what we're about as an organisation. And I'll be able to get on the fence. And we hope that they'll join us on our next one in April.
Now, I saw you tweeted probably about an hour ago now. There was a guy who Channel 4 said confronted you. This was a guy who had been violently attacked in his own home, I believe, by Muslim migrants. And he was basically repeating this point that we debunked over and over again, that these beliefs, these violent, intolerant beliefs, are only held by a tiny minority. Now, I was talking before the break about, you know, the footage after the conference in Norway where the guy is completely confused as to why the media is characterizing these extremist beliefs as extremists, this Muslim speaker, because they're beliefs widely held by most, quote, moderate Muslims, and they all raise their hand in the audience to agree with him. But we see from the left, again, this alignment with Islamism. We had feminists in Cologne handing out roses to Muslim migrants at the biggest refugee center there, just a couple of weeks after the mass molestation of women in Cologne. We've had volunteers in migrant camps in Germany and Calais being raped, and then their fellow left-wing agitators tell them not to talk about it because it might discredit their cause. And they call themselves feminists, and they call themselves, you know, supporters of women's rights. So why are feminists and the left in general so, you know, beholden to defending Islam when we know it's the most repressive, intolerant belief system in existence? Why do they still hold to that?
Because it's very easy to do that. It's very easy. There's no criticism aimed at you for doing that. If you do what we do, and you tell the truth about Islam, and you criticize...
We're going to reconnect with Tommy because his audio was cutting out there. And basically, you can go and watch the video on his Twitter page, what I was just talking about. This guy confronts him. He was literally just beaten up by Muslim migrants. And he goes to Tommy Robinson and says, how dare you suggest that there's no positive benefit to bringing all these people into the country? And again, you have to make a distinction in the debate. Yes, skilled immigration is good at a slow pace when these people can be integrated into society, and when they're generally economically prosperous and they've got a stake in society. You can't just import 1.1 million people within the course of 12 months, as Germany has done, without there being massive cultural and societal problems, which is what we've seen. And this is out of Gateway Pundit. Mother of 10-year-old boy raped by migrants says she regrets telling children migrants need our help. Now, this is a story that we covered yesterday. A Muslim migrant in Vienna, Austria, raped a 10-year-old boy. He didn't try to flee. He thought it was perfectly normal behavior. He went back to the swimming pool. They actually arrested him when he was in the swimming pool because he thought that this was just, again, routine behavior to go around raping 10-year-old boys because he thought it was justified because he was sexually frustrated. It turns out his mother is an immigrant, as is the child, and she initially taught her 10-year-old boy to be welcoming of these refugees. Well, now the boy's mother is speaking out. The mother of the boy who was raped by an Iraqi migrant in a swimming pool in Austria says she regrets teaching her children to be welcoming to migrants. The boy's mother, Dunja, who arrived in Austria as an immigrant in the 90s from Serbia, said she had always taught her five children to offer the same hospitality to new arrivals that she had herself received. So now she's spoken out and said, look, this is a massive problem, which is interesting because the migrants from Serbia tend to be less radical than those coming from places like Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria. So now she's speaking out against that after initially teaching her son to be welcoming of the migrants. And again, we're trying to get Tommy back on the line to talk about this. But here's another story out of Germany again. Refugees beat soccer players with iron rods in the street after tournament. Germany, a country of 80 million, received over 1 million migrants and unvetted refugees in 2015. Angela Merkel is expecting another million migrants this year. In 5 to 7 years, the migrants will bring in their family members. And now Bild reports, basically these soccer players, they just finished a tournament. They were chased by 20 thugs from a nearby migrant camp and beat with iron rods, basically complete melee. And again, this is part of the cultural enrichment. You can go over to Canada. This is a story out of the Rebel Media. Liberals plan to build refugee camps on 7 Canadian military bases. Taxpayers will fund mosques, Korans. So it's not good enough, as in Germany, to, you know, evict Germans from their own homes to bring these Muslim migrants in, to take over gymnasiums, to take over office buildings in Berlin, to pay at taxpayer expense for 10,000 migrants to stay in 3- and 4-star hotels in Berlin, 10,000 of them, while Berlin's 10,000 homeless population remains on the streets. They're talking about €600 million to pay for this. And now the Canadian military has been ordered by Justin Trudeau, who is a massive social justice warrior, of course, to draft plans to house more than 6,000 Muslim migrants on a long-term basis at military bases, according to documents obtained exclusively by the Rebel. This sounds almost too ridiculous to be true, but they've got the documents. They're here in the article. Included in the Department of National Defense budgets are hundreds of thousands of dollars set aside for religious support, including the purchase of Muslim Korans, prayer mats, and foot-washing towels, all part of the diversity that Canada is importing at taxpayer expense. The plans also call for the construction of mosques or worship centers using taxpayer dollars. Now, this is interesting because Canada initially said they were only going to bring in women and children from Syria, so actual refugees and not these economic migrants that have been exploiting that and pouring into the West as a result. For a typical migrant family, it's going to be a $200,000 a year subsidy, not including Medicare or welfare. This is in Canada, $200,000 a year at taxpayer expense for each family. It's shocking that Canadian Armed Forces personnel will be ordered to abandon the coalition battle against ISIS, and returned to Canada to become waiters, chauffeurs and social workers for Muslim migrants, and the Canadian forces' bases will be turned into squalid refugee camps. So they're actually taking the military bases in Canada and filling them with these migrants at taxpayer expense. We'll be back after the break, try to reconnect with Tommy Robinson and go to a couple of your calls. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to dollardownfall.com. That's dollardownfall.com.
And we have Tommy Robinson back on the line. Tommy, just before we lost you, I was asking about this clip that Channel 4 posted of this guy who was actually attacked in his own home by these migrants. but again, still defends them. We've got feminists in Cologne handing out roses. We got rape victims keeping quiet about their ordeal so as not to make the migrants look bad. And we've got this entire industry which is based around, you know, censoring criticism of what is the most intolerant belief system on the planet. Why have so-called liberals abandoned liberal principles by defending the intolerance of Islam?
Because it's easy to do so. It's easy. What's not easy is to do what we do. What's not easy is to criticise Islam and tell the truth about Islam, because you get violently attacked, you lose your job, you lose your career, and currently the free speech market in the UK is governed by the far left, and they decide what is and what isn't allowed to be said. I had an interesting day today. I spent a day with a German girl who is doing her master's, and she's travelled over to interview me, and she said she was brought up in a very left-wing family, and she's doing a thesis on Pegida. And she said that everything that Pegida is saying, she said she finds her own mother, who was very left. She said now her own mother is saying it, but she still would never say she would never support groups like Pegida because of the mainstream media perception of them. So not because of the views, because everything they're saying mirrors what her own mother, it mirrors exactly what she was saying. She said that they put a refugee centre, asylum seeker, at the end of her road, and they're now scared. She's scared. And this was someone that, this was a complete left-wing liberal who would have been wanting to bring refugees in, similar to the lady that taught her son, who was 10 years old, who's just been anally raped in a swimming pool changing room. His mum also was welcoming to refugees. And I don't really know what it's going to take. We've seen the scenes that we've seen already in Europe. You'd think the whole of Europe would be exploding and taken to the streets with the devastation that they're seeing happening. And it's like an invading army is coming into your country and raping your women. And the men are just standing there. And that's most certainly how it looks within Sweden especially. But I don't see these problems getting any better. If we look to France, where we've just seen at the weekend the retired army general who has been arrested there. He's been arrested for attending an anti-Islam rally. So there was going to be a rally for Pegida in Calais. Now, this is France, and this is the thing that we say, the more Islam, the less freedom. In France, they're still under a state of emergency from the Paris attacks. This is the country that gave the Statue of Liberty to America. This is the country that prides itself on liberty and freedom. And here they are banning their own citizens from having democratic free assemblies, banning them. They're not allowed to come out on the street. They're not allowed to protest. So that's how far France has already gone. They've lost their democratic rights. They've lost their freedom of assembly. And that's just a sign of the future times, where the government will force you. Even if you want to have a say, the government will take that say, take your right to say anything away from you, as we've just seen in France. And I don't know, I think that there's going to be an acceleration of developments this coming year across Europe. And it's not going to be pretty.
Well, I mean, we've had numerous major army chiefs and, you know, police experts over the past few months come out. And in France, indeed, they've got the army. This came out in the Telegraph. Preparing for the reappropriation of national territory because they think these ghetto Muslim communities, you know, France is about, 7% Muslim now, are going to rise up, are going to be radicalized and armed, and they're going to violently try to take territory in these major cities in France. We saw it with the Paris riots back in 2005. But, and again, this the sheer hypocrisy of it, and it is a kind of Stockholm syndrome. It's like, If they align with their abusers, it's kind of easier to swallow. They don't have to face up to the problem. So it's kind of a mass Stockholm syndrome that we see going on with the left. And they also share this grievance culture with Islamists, which I think is why they identify with Islamists so much, these extreme leftists, because they hate the West. Just like the Islamists, they hate the West. And they're, you know, they're just like Islamists. They're racist, generally, against white people. So they actually share these regressive anti-Western beliefs, which is why they're aligning, correct?
Yeah, they're aligning. They see it as the best option to overthrow rule of law and democracy. They see it as the best option. But let's not kid ourselves. They despise religion as well. So it's like a loose alliance, a very loose alliance, where they're both using each other. They're both using each other, but the left should learn from what happened in Lebanon. The first people that will be turned on will be them. But from the Muslims, if they're ever successful. But I think that we should just learn from history that what you just said about the put them pocket in their own community and wishing to separate their own community, that is exactly what's going to happen. We know it's going to happen.
Okay, we'll be back after the break with Tommy Robinson, going to a couple of your calls as well. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Attention, listeners of this radio station are set to get free survival food. Farmers vow to keep up with the rush to supply every listener who calls and beats the deadline to claim free 72-hour survival food kits. In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts recommend good for 25 years survival food. In an unprecedented move, Food for Patriots 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners of this radio station. According to a company spokesman, this is happening because we're worried that the people in Washington have an agenda. Control the food, control the people. You don't want to rely on the government to keep your family fed in a crisis. The normal price of these kits is $27 plus shipping, but listeners who act now get them free. Just cover $9.95 shipping and processing per kit. Call 800-942-7579 in the next 48 hours to beat the deadline. To get your free 72-hour survival food kit, you need to call 800-942-7579 right now. That's 800-942-7579.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long
back.
time.
Your calls in a minute. First, I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com because the all-new ProPure shower filter has arrived. This is the ProMax 4-stage shower filter. Reduces and removes over 200 contaminants from shower water, including heavy metals, VOCs, pesticides, fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceuticals, and odors. It's BPA-free plastic, easy to install, has a filtration capacity of up to 9 months. And it's important to support us because we don't get pharmaceutical dollars in the hundreds of millions from big corporations. We're not funded by George Soros. We're funded by you buying the products, which pays for our reporters to go out in the field and challenge the mainstream media. And the mainstream media needs to be challenged on this migrant issue because, Tommy, we've seen this whole thing being characterized by this overwhelming cover-up. The former head of ZDF, the top broadcaster in Germany, came out last week and said, "We report what the government tells us what to report to please Merkel." we're not allowed to say anything negative about the refugees. And we've seen this in other European countries as well. There's this coordinated effort to cover up this migrant rape scandal. God only knows what, you know, hasn't been reported. I'm getting told stuff privately, which is just as bad, if not worse. But you appeared on Al Jazeera a couple of days ago, I think, and they censored an entire segment from your interview. Tell us what happened.
So, yeah, I was asked on Al Jazeera, and I use an app now called Periscope. But when I'm talking to journalists or doing an interview, I screen it live so people can watch. If I think there could be anything suspect about the interview. Now, when I went on this interview, his name was Peter Dobby. He used to be in the UK. He used to work for the BBC. He's obviously took a big money paycheck and gone out to Qatar in Doha. Doha in Qatar. And he's asking me questions. But what he says is, he says, I've got the Quran in front of me. I'm reading from the Quran. He said, I'm going to read you some chapters now from the holy book. And then he reads out some verses about stoning women to death and men and women to death, etc. And he says, what's the first thing you think when you hear this? Yeah? Now, I knew straight away. I said, you're reading from the Old Testament. But he obviously was trying to trick me where he must have thought I was stupid. So I said, you're reading from the Old Testament. What are you even trying to do? And then I asked him if he'd read the Quran himself. So he said, yes. And I said, okay, you're sitting in Qatar, and bear in mind, I know that the punishment for blasphemy or for insulting the Prophet or even apostasy is death in Qatar. So I said, are you allowed to sit there freely and criticise the Prophet Muhammad? And he said, yes, I am. And then, so I continued then and said, well, look, Muhammad murdered 600 people, he was a rapist, he was a thief, he took a young girl, 6 years old, and he raped her when she was 9, called Aisha. And then when it actually went out on TV, everything I said about Muhammad was cut out. So when I sat and watched it, the rest of the show was all completely included. And I also took the opportunity, seeing as I was talking to the Arab world and the Arab leaders, I took the opportunity to tell them that we don't want their oil money or their blood money in our country, because the problem is that they are buying their way through our country. I was sitting in the building I was sitting in, the Shard. Now, the Shard was built on apartheid rules, where no Israeli company could go in. I said, so I was sitting in there, and I said, you're trying to talk to me about immigration. No one with an Israeli passport's allowed into the country you're in. I said, you want to talk about fascism or extremism. I said, the country you're in and the people who pay your paycheck actually fund extremism and terrorism worldwide. They fund Hamas. I said, and here you are. To get into the building, what surprised me most was to get into the building of the Shard, I had to go through an airport-style security, where I had to take my belt off, my shoes off, I had to take everything off. And when I asked why, they said, because of the Paris attacks. I said, but the Paris attacks come from the formation and the spread of money that your country and Saudi Arabia are funneling into Europe to Islamify and radicalise Wahhabi Salafist mindset in my country. So, but when it went out, obviously they're getting a lot of flack now, because he sat there and said, yes, you can criticise Muhammad, and then they cut everything I said about Muhammad out.
We've posted the clip on InfoWars. People can go and see it. Probably won't have time to play it now. But you can see the part where they cut out, and basically you're talking about, you know, Muhammad marrying and then raping a 9-year-old girl. That's what they didn't want their audience to hear, because it's all about media censorship. The Old Testament thing, he's reading from the Old Testament expecting you to fall for that. The point is, nobody's acting on anything that's in the Old Testament. People aren't beheading people. People aren't throwing gays off buildings. People aren't carrying out terror attacks because of anything they read in the Old Testament. They are from stuff they read in the Quran, we had the story the other day out of Copenhagen. The police there hid for the fact for a year that the guy who attacked the cultural center during the freedom of speech event had a gold-plated Quran opened, bookmarked at the page where it said, you know, kill the disbelievers. They sat on that for a year. Those are the people acting out, not people who read the Old Testament. That's a completely debunked argument. But we're going to go to some of these calls now because we're running out of time for Tommy Robinson. Charles in Ohio, you're on the air with a question for Tommy. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, Mr. Robinson, you're a huge inspiration to me. And I'm just a local guy, and I'm trying to make a difference here in Ohio. I started a blog site, social media accounts. I'm doing everything I can to get the word out there and make a difference. My question is, what did you do, and what can I do to be seen and be heard and make a difference before it's too late? Thank you.
So what I did, and I'm just an ordinary guy as well. I'm just an ordinary guy from this town. What I did was get out on the street. And by getting out on the street, it made it impossible for them to ignore. What I found is that when I left the English Defence League, there was a two-year period there where they just pretty much started to ignore things again, and they wouldn't talk about them. What we saw this weekend by holding mass demonstrations across the globe with Pegida, as far away as Australia, 12, 13 countries in Europe held rallies, it was a talking point. It brought the debate into people's faces. It was on radio stations. It was on the news. It was in papers. And that's what we need to do. We need to get out there, and we need to make sure people know the truth. They need to understand the agenda of Islam. And one thing that's really shocked me is the amount of Muslims that I'm meeting and debating with who don't know anything really about their own religion. They say, yes, I'm a Muslim, and I've sat there and told them things about Muhammad. And they said, did he really do that? I said, yes, he did. And I said, look, this is what the man done. And I think the biggest job we have is to expose the truth about Muhammad. That's what I want to do anyway, is expose the people, because 6-7 years ago in the UK, people were unaware that Muhammad killed anyone. They were unaware that he was a rapist, unaware that he tortured people, unaware of all these things. That we just take it for granted that Islam is like Christianity, and Muhammad must have been like Jesus. But the biggest thing is just getting the truth out there and sticking to your guns and staying true to what you believe in. But it would be great to see a mass movement of people out on the street in America as well, and in Canada, and across the world, at a unified time, because by doing it at a unified time, it makes it impossible for the media to ignore, because it's part of something big. But, yeah, we've got some difficult times ahead in America. You're in a situation, and Canada, all those countries are in a situation where they should be looking and learning. They should be looking at where we've messed up and stopping it. So I can't believe with the Republic of Ireland. That's another country that can actually stop it. You've got the ability to prevent what's happening. But I just don't know if there's the will of the leadership of the country to stop it.
Okay, Charles, thanks for the call. I mean, that's what it's about. It's about demolishing this narrative that Islam is a religion of peace. And you can do that by looking at what Muslims actually say in the Middle East. There was a Pew Research poll on Muslim attitudes in the Middle East. Again, in most of these countries, the vast majority of Muslims support these intolerant beliefs. This is not a tiny minority, and this is not a religion of peace. And we're putting Europe under great threat in a security sense by importing this mass wave of intolerance. George in Connecticut, you're on the air with Tommy Robinson. Go ahead, George.
Hi, Tommy. It's nice to speak to you. I'm wondering if you happen to know Lutz Bachmann out in Germany. You've been to many demonstrations. I'm wondering if you're out in Germany at all.
I know Lutz, yeah.
You know Lutz, yeah. He may actually be a cousin of mine. I don't know for sure. But I looked up some stuff, and he actually may be a cousin. I just find the whole debate on this stuff is ridiculous, because you should really bring out, you know, you should try to find some people who have converted from Islam. There's lots of them. That you can find them all over the web, and if they could bring some of them to speak out about the religion and what the real deal is, I think you'd convert a lot of people, because it'd be kind of hard for both Muslims and these numbskulls that want to believe that it's a peaceful religion would convert a lot of them. But I mean, I used to know, I used to be in with a lot of Muslims when I was in college, because I was into understanding all types of religions, because I lived in Asia and various other places. And I tell you, I was in diplomatic circles, because I had some pretty high friends. And when I went to their houses, some of the security people would show me their collection, because I have German background, their collection of Nazi books and stuff like that, and how they revered the killing of Jews and stuff like that. So these people are the real Muslim Nazis. When people say Islamo-Nazis, they really are. I mean, I'm not to say all of them, but at the highest levels, that's what their attitude is. I mean, I can say that from actually meeting these people at the highest levels and speaking to them and the way they talk.
You can see that by the countries where Mein Kampf is the bestseller. It's across the Middle East. And also, when you talk about ex-Muslims, one of our speakers on Saturday at our rally in Birmingham was an ex-Muslim called Mohammed from Pakistan. and he gave a speech about his human rights and the ability. We have 3,000 to 4,000 apostates from Islam hiding in the UK, and there's no charities to help them. There's no charity or government support to help these people get out of what necessarily is a cult. And also, just on the Lutz Bachmann point, I met Lutz, and it was so refreshing because, look, I have a bit of a checkered history, but if it wasn't for that checkered history or the mindset I had as a youth growing up, I wouldn't have been able to do or say the things I'm doing. I'd have run away at the first beating I had, the first terrorist threat. The first time the police come to my house and told my wife and me that terrorists want to kill us, we would have stopped. Now, Lutz is the same. When I met Lutz, I know full well that that organisation and those leaders are not going to back down. They're not going to stop. Because it takes a certain sort of character, and Lutz is that character. That's why I've got to take my half in admiration at him and Vivi and the people behind the scene in Germany. And they're as far away from Nazis as you can get. That's why this whole mainstream media perception of people and what that actually does, the image. And it's all done to try and stop support. It's done for people to make it dirty, to make it a dirty thing to support groups like ours. But luckily, so many people see through the mainstream media narrative now. And hopefully Europe's rising, especially where Eastern Europe's rising. We just need to get Western Europe rising.
Okay, George, thanks for the call.
Thanks, George.
Yeah, just picking up on that, Tommy, on the Nazi issue, they tried to demonise you. From what I read a few days ago, Pegida's actually taking steps now to expunge these extremist elements from their ranks. They're trying to glom onto it. You tweeted about a guy with a neo-Nazi tattoo who you basically banned from attending the demonstration. Tell us about that process of filtering out these actual extremists.
Well, I don't think in Germany they have that problem. From any of the demonstrations I've been out there, they are mainstream. They've got ordinary mainstream, old people, young people, families come in. They've got a complete mixture of the public. When I went on Saturday, I've made it very clear, people know where I stand on this issue. We're opposed to Islam as an ideology. Nothing to do with colour of skin, nothing to do with race. It's got nothing to do with it. Now, I turned up on Saturday and I walked into a hotel just in the morning, and there was a man and lady there, and they started talking to me. So I was talking to them, and they said they were there for the protest. I looked down at the man's hand, and he had a swastika sign on his hand, tattooed. And then I looked at his face. His whole face was a tattoo. But he had 1488 under his eye. And then he had a Star of David on his forehead with evil. And I just said, "What? You're not coming to a protest. You're not coming to our demonstration." And I said, there's a 0% chance I'm being seen anywhere with you, or you're walking on our demonstration with us. And then he got up, and I just said, "You need to leave." And he did leave. And now I'm getting a backlash, but I'm getting people messaging me saying, why did you kick this bloke out? But none of the people that come on the demonstration, it's just obviously, in the UK, the real far right, which there isn't many of them, but the real far right despise me. I'm seen as a Zionist and a race traitor. And I said, look, it's simply for sticking to my morals. My morals are that to win this battle anyway in the UK, we need every community, and we need every community on board. And I have a problem with, even when it comes to immigration, I don't have a problem with immigration per se, myself, but I have a problem with Islamic immigration. Most of the people I know are sons of immigrants. My mother was an immigrant into the UK. My problem comes from the fact that most of those other immigrants or European immigrants that would come are culturally and ethically and morally the same as us. That's a very, very different situation with the Muslim immigrants. So as you said about the Pew Research, I believe about 86% of Pakistanis think that apostasy should be punishable by death. That's backward. That's backward, and it's not what we want in this country. And because of that mindset, that's why Mohammed, who is, or Adam as he now is, that's why our first speaker on Saturday has been living in hiding in the UK for 20 years. Living in hiding. I've met quite a few apostates who are living in hiding because they fear their families, their mums, their dads will kill them.
Well, Islam's a religion of peace, Tommy. How could they possibly think that?
That's it. But that is what we're importing, and the sooner people see that, and you are right, and it is valuable that we hear from ex-Muslims, which is why hopefully Mohammed now in the UK, his old name was Mohammed, will play a leading role in that. Because he stood up on stage, and in his speech he said, you keep calling Tommy a racist. You keep calling him a racist. And he said, what are you going to call me? What are you going to call me? I'm from Pakistan. And he also bought his Pakistan flag, which, to be honest, the symbolism of what that flag represents for me, I don't like it because of all the Pakistani grooming gangs, because of Pakistan as a country, because of blasphemy laws, because of all these things. But I'm not going to tell him he can't bring his flag. But he held his flag, because there's millions of Christians in Pakistan who are persecuted, who are targeted. But what he, when he stood up, he said, this is the flag of my heritage. This is where I'm from. He said, but I'm British first, Pakistani second. And also, I had a lot of people trying to give me a bit of flack because he had his country's flag there. He was standing up on stage, putting his life in danger, openly calling on with Islam in the UK. And if he wants to fly his own country's flag, then I'm not going to tell him he can't. So, but yeah, we have so much to do. So many problems.
And what we have to remember, of course, is that many ex-Muslims, and indeed current Muslims, stand up against this intolerance, and there they become the immediate targets of the regressive left. We had a report put out by a left-wing group a few weeks ago called Hope Not Hate. They had a list of, quote, anti-Muslim bigots. One of the people included on that list was a devout Muslim woman who campaigns against honor killing. She was put on a list of anti-Muslim bigots. So again, the regressive left has aligned with Islamists to the point where they now attack constantly people like, you know, Ayaan Hirsi Ali, people like Majid Nawaz, who are standing up for the true reformation of Islam. Those people are the ideological bedfellows of Islamists, and they're part of the problem, which is why we need to keep calling them out. We'll be back with the final segment with Tommy Robinson. We've got David Knight coming up in the fourth hour. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Join us for the final segment coming up.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Top story upon Infowars.com. Twitter announces partnership with Islamist feminists to restrict free speech. Twitter is organizing a trust and safety council with Islamists and feminists because, of course, they're the perfect source to go to for free speech control to prevent abuse, harassment and bullying, which critics point out will lead to mass censorship on Twitter. They've already suspended the account of yet another prominent critic of Islam, Christina Lila. Saudi Arabia is Twitter's second biggest shareholder. I wonder if they've had any influence. Now, as Twitter moves towards outright censorship, their stock is tanking. Top executives within Twitter are leaving the company, and yet they still continue to march forward with these authoritarian, censorious policies, aided by that magic duo of Islamists and feminists who are aligned because they both hate free speech. But Tommy, we got a few minutes left here. Just summing up, we've got all these top security experts throughout Europe warning that if this mass immigration madness is not reversed, we're going to see civil unrest, maybe even war. Tell people where you think it's heading, and then in summary, how they can support you and get the book.
That's exactly where it is heading, unfortunately. Unless we see in the next coming year a mass movement of people putting immense pressure, because there's nothing our political leaders fear more than a mass movement of people. That's what we need to see. And just while you was on that about the left-wing group, that was Hope Not Hate who made that report, calling moderate Muslims anti-Muslim bigots. You have to look at where their funding comes from. That group's funding comes from open border policy groups in the United States as well. So, and I've met the leader of there, and he doesn't actually believe what he's writing. But a lot of these people are doing it for an agenda and for a career path, because there's so much money on the left. But people can get behind and support us just by joining. There is an anti-Islamist group in every country pretty much now, and we're trying to coordinate them. We're trying to bring them all together under one banner. So that on certain times of the year, I believe the next day will be sometime now in May. And then when that day comes in May, we'll take to the streets in the UK, in Germany, in Holland, in Australia. We hope that people in America join on, that people in Canada join on, and that across the globe, at the same moment, at the same time, people are showing solidarity and unity with each other and showing some sort of resistance to what's being forced upon our countries. Because that's what it is, it's being forced upon us. And then with regards to the book, yeah, the book is just basically my story. It's called Enemy of the State. And it's the worrying story of the fact that the lengths the state will go to, just how much influence Islam has already, the lengths they'll go to silence and stop and disrupt any criticism of Islam. And for example, I'm in court again tomorrow. It's never ending. And that's to tie you down and stop you and swamp you so much that you're just drowning in problems of the state of America. So you don't have any energy or time to tackle what's happening to the country. But yeah, that's basically it. And you can get that on TommyRobinson.co.uk, or you can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle in America, Kindle in most countries. So.
Okay, that's going to wrap it up. Tommy, we'll be sure to have you back on as this unfolds. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. There goes Tommy Robinson. Final 50 seconds. Let's hit a few more news stories here. Erdogan blackmailed EU for $30 billion over migrant crisis plan. He basically said, give us $30 billion or we'll send these migrants over to Europe because they'll culturally enrich you. It's so positive and beneficial. After freeing Aleppo, Syrian army, Russian aircraft put focus on Raqqa. People like Marco Rubio aren't happy about that because the jihadist rebels that we armed and funded are failing in Syria. We've also got Twitter's attempt to silence Generation Trump. They're on an outright authoritarian free speech purge. More of that with our top story at Infowars.com. That's going to wrap it up for today's show. Be sure to join David Knight for the fourth hour. Also, Infowars Nightly News coming up tonight. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Thanks for joining us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.